What podcast should I listen to next?
Welcome to What Podcast Should I Listen To Next? I'm Mark.
And I'm Steve.
And guys, this is episode 7. Last week, we rolled number 34 in the UK Apple Top 200 podcast chart, and that was Gossip Mongers. And that features comedians David Earl, Joe Wilkinson, and Poppy Hillstead. Steve, we wanted a British show, and we got one.
It's very British. I'll do the usual. I'll ask you what you thought when we rolled it. I think I know your answer.
Yeah, I had no idea what it was, really. I looked at the podcast summary, and it says that David, Joe, and Poppy read out unsubstantiated rumours sent by listeners. At the end of each episode, they choose their favourite piece of gossip and help spread it further by getting Poppy to shout it out the window. To me, I thought that sounded fine. That could be funny.
Did you know anything about the protagonist?
Yeah, I actually was aware of David Earl and Joe Wilkinson, although from their names, I wasn't exactly sure who they were. Right. As soon as I saw the little thumbnail, I actually recognised them for their work with Ricky Gervais. In fact, this week I've been watching the second series of Afterlife, in which they both have roles. Have you seen Afterlife?
No, I haven't, but coincidentally, we were talking about Afterlife last week.
Yeah, I think we were,
We were.
What it is, I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, but it's about someone dealing with life after the death of his wife through cancer. And personally, Steve, I think it's fine. It's easy enough to watch. At times, it's quite sad and poignant, but it's not very funny. You know, Ricky Gervais will always be a genius because of The Office and, to a slightly lesser extent, Extras. His stand-up shows are also great.
And Night at the Museum?
Yeah, he was... He played a role in that, did he?
I haven't seen that. Yeah.
But his other major TV series, is, which are Life is Short, Derek, and Afterlife, are just not on the same level.
Yeah, I think everyone would agree, probably including the man himself.
I bet he doesn't.
No, yeah, possibly not. Maybe we can get him on and ask him. So yeah, I heard of Joe Wilkinson. I recognised his picture. He's on lots of panel shows, Mock the Week, etc.,
which are obviously massive in the UK. Not quite the same over here in Australia.
No, he's a regular on, I just read about it on Wikipedia, a regular on 8 out of 10 Cats Do Countdown. Is that a show you've watched much?
I've not seen 1 minute of it.
It's one that baffles me. I don't really get that. But anyway, he's a regular on that. And Poppy Hillstead, I couldn't even find anything out about her.
No, I'd never heard of her. I found out that she's an illustrator, she's an animator, she's an actor, and obviously a podcaster. And that's about all I could find out about her.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you've described what they do in the show. Readers' letters, traditionally, I'm sure they're emails, telling stories. They read them out and decide which one they like the best out of that week's, and then shout it out the window.
To an extent, Steve, that sounds like a fantastic idea, because I actually put a little bit of effort into this show. If we could have people just writing in to us, telling us stories, I'd quite happily read them out as our podcast.
Yeah, if somebody just wrote down funny stuff for us to say,
yeah,
we'd probably screw that up, but we'd have a go.
And maybe we should say as well, Steve, that the episode that we've chosen to listen to is season 3, episode 6, called Josh Widdicombe. And I was quite excited about this one.
Yeah.
Josh Widdicombe is quite famous in the UK. He's on TV quite a bit, I believe. I know nothing about that, but he does present one of my favourite podcasts, the brilliantly named Quickly Kevin Will He Score? And that's basically a nostalgic look at 1990s football and is really very, very funny. I know in this review show, I've seemed pretty harsh, pretty hard to please, but this really is a great show. Do listen to it.
Yep. Why is it called Quickly Kevin Will He Score?
Well, it's...
Quickly, Mark?
It's the 1998 World Cup.
Yeah.
England versus Argentina. David Batty is about to take a penalty, and Brian Moore asks Kevin Keegan, as he's about to hit the ball, quickly, Kevin, will he score? To be fair to Kevin, all he can say is yes, and he doesn't score.
Yeah.
And Kevin is devastated.
Football punditry at its best. Excellent.
Now, you know him better than anybody, probably. Do you back him to score quickly, yes or no?
Yes.
Tony Hatton,
no!
So, this show, starts with...
Do we have to review this show?
Yeah, we do. It's what we rolled.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So this show starts with a slightly odd intro, I think. And it's pretty obvious from that it's going to be a bit quirky. a little bit sort of off the wall sort of humour.
Yeah, British humour.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a particular strand of British humour, I would say. It's definitely a bit quirky. And then they themselves describe the premise of the show, describing it as, what is back fence tittle tattle? Gossip, back fence, tittle tattle. Yeah.
That's good. I
quite like that. That sounds all right. So let's move on to the stories.
We very quickly get into the first piece of gossip sent in by a listener, otherwise known as a lie. Generally, the stories are like far-fetched and, in the most part, puerile and disgusting. To start us off with that, we have the first one. So, Steve, do you want to describe it?
Yes, I would like to describe it. It's a lovely story. It's a jolly number about bestiality by the seaside, which is a classic. Lovely. I'm not going to go into the details. If you want the details, listen to the podcast. But it involves a man and an Alsatian and nefarious goings on in the sea, which the Alsatian may or may not consent to. It completely made up.
Obviously made up.
Absolute rubbish.
It did get quite disgusting and daft, but I guess it was quite funny. Up until that point, it was quite funny with the man sitting with a German shepherd, kind of kissing it a little bit too much and calling it babe and stuff.
And yeah, and then it getting quite upset when it ran over to sniff another man.
Yeah. So there was certain funny bits to it.
The story was quite well written by the listener, if that is in fact what happens. But what I thought was, basically this was the first story that I'd heard. So one of them, I think it might be David Earle, was reading it out, and the other two are just creasing themselves during it, just losing it.
Oh, you noticed that?
Yeah, well, I did notice that, and it reminded me, Mark, of an editorial point that you raised with me just recently.
I've written down exactly the same point, but keep going.
Well, basically, you did mention that I wasn't quite reacting appropriately to some of your comedy gold, I think you called it. Was that what you
meant? I certainly didn't say that. What I said, Steve, is that, you know, generally in this podcast, when I attempt to say something funny, you usually answer with a hmm or a yep. But, you know, there must be a happy medium between that and what these guys are like.
They are losing it, yeah. Totally losing it. But look, it seems to me that you prefer that. So either you do a laugh track, you're the editor. I can do several laughs for you. You can record them all and then you just add those on later.
Yeah.
Or we could get a gag thing that you hold up. Like, you just hold it up because it's, you know, it's essentially radio. No one can see it. You just gag. I'll know that you've made a joke. And then I can just lose my...
Mind,
yeah. With yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, let's discuss that later. Yeah. But I agree with you. The laughter. Honestly, I thought it was as if they had a bet before the recording started about who can laugh for the longest amount of time at possibly the worst joke, or even better, about nothing at all.
Yeah.
And not only were they laughing for a long time, but the longer they laughed for, the louder it got.
Yeah, yeah.
It was honestly like they were taking the piss.
Do you know what? I think they might be.
But really? I'm not sure. They sounded like fairground laughing clowns.
But maybe they're just absolutely destroyed. You know, before they do the podcast, they just get absolutely hammered.
Well, that's what we do. We're holding it together.
Well, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very good. Well, at the end of this first story, then we're introduced to another feature of the podcast, which was a slightly unexpected feature. The stories are summarized and set to music. Quite good music, I would say. I think somebody's got...
Oh, I disagreed.
No, really? I think the music side of it is okay. And then a deliberately bad sort of rap spoken word thing over the music.
Yeah, to me, it's definitely spoken word poetry. Sometimes not, but often having a computerized voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, the music, it was either heavy organ music, heavy drum beats, or heavy electronic music. It was so heavy. Nothing soft, nothing subtle. The spoken word bits were terrible.
Subtlety is not a strong point in this podcast, is it?
Honestly, within 5 minutes of listening to this, we've got the spoken word, we've got the music underneath it, we've got the incessant laughter. It was really giving me a headache. Like, my frontal sinuses were pulsing. At one point, the host was laughing so hard, one of the hosts was laughing so hard that he said his head hurt, and I could really sympathise. I was right there.
true.
Actually, I don't know about you, Steve, but I listened to this podcast twice. Once with earphones in and once without. And I definitely recommend the latter. With the earphones or headphones in, it felt like there was no escape.
Really?
It was too much.
Yeah, I listened to it twice. Once in the car and once with the headphones in. I found both grated on me.
Oh, I struggled.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Well, anyway, we've got to keep reviewing it.
Oh, no, keep going.
We've got to keep going.
Who knows whether we might start to enjoy it?
Well, yes, that's true. Story number two.
Although we did laugh at story number one, didn't we? We laughed at our telling of it. We didn't laugh at the story.
I think that's like true of a lot of things that are maybe not that funny to watch. You know, TV show, maybe not that funny to watch at the time. But it's funny to relay it to people. And when you relay it to people, you leave out all the rubbish and you just say the funny bits.
Yeah, maybe we could be like TV editors.
We could, maybe they should make up a show where people watch TV and then just laugh at stuff on TV that they like. But nobody would. Who would watch that? No one would watch that.
Ah, it'd never work, Steve.
Never work. No. Stupid ideas. Right. Story number two, they read out, is about some schoolboys playing cops and robbers, one of whom is the last one left standing, little boy called Timmy. Overcome by the excitement/fear of being the last one standing, shits himself and has a bright orange one running down his leg. This is the story.
Up until this point, I wasn't enjoying the story.
Yeah. Well, did you start to enjoy it then?
I actually did, Steve.
Yeah.
Because the story then turned that the person retelling the story thought that your poo was the same colour as your hair.
Yeah, I like
that. Because Timmy was a ginger.
Yeah, like, I did like that. So, I did like that.
And this guy
he had brown hair.
He had brown hair. I thought, and he always did brown poos. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was great. Although, weirdly, these three, you know, chuckle brothers and sister, didn't really laugh much at this one.
No, it was the only funny bit in that whole thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Again, we're doing the same thing, making it sound funnier. But
people will be flocking to this podcast
now. But that was funny. I'm going to do it again because story number three was about this guy. It wasn't really a specific story, but it was just a description of a man that somebody knew and some of the stories that he told.
This is definitely the best story what was there, 8 stories, Steve?
There were 8 stories, yep. So yeah, this is the best one, definitely.
Basically, it's about a man and they talk about all the things that he says that are bullshit. So Steve, you give me the one thing that you thought was the funniest about what he said, and I'll give you my one thing that I thought was funniest.
There's a lot of contenders, right? But one I like the best is that once when he was parachute jumping, he jumped out of a plane, but his parachute failed. But he got on the radio to the plane that he jumped out of and told them and said, could you come back round and pick me up? So they flew in below him and he just sort of landed back in the plane through the door.
Yeah.
Job done. I like that.
Although I like that one, but it was more about
the pilot,
than him. But it was good bullshit.
Yeah.
The one I liked the most was that he said he was immune to anaesthetic, so the doctor had to punch him to knock him out before surgery.
I like that one too.
It's just a really good image.
One of the reasons I like this story so much is because I like these kind of characters, and we all know some of them, and I know a few. They're brilliant people because they just stand there and tell you absolute nonsense to your face, absolute demonstrably either impossible or just completely implausible, and you just kind of have to go, okay then, whatever you say. Dave, for example, just as a random name.
Okay.
Well, it's a common name. It's a common name.
Yeah. Very little self-awareness, those type of people. Yeah.
But it's brilliant to talk about afterwards.
Oh, great.
It's so good.
Great, yeah.
You can say, like, remember the time that, I don't know, Dave, said something like, all British submarines have a crew of Chinese people doing the laundry on the submarine.
Wow. Okay. Very good.
That sort of thing. Or, for example, going on a holiday somewhere in Africa, I think possibly Uganda, and was able to book this resort that only black people were allowed to go to.
Oh,
wow. So we booked
this
resort. Yeah. Right. Which you could do on the phone.
I mean,
absolutely. And I was like, all right, so what did they do whenever they, you turned up?
And he's not black.
I mean, this is hypothetical, obviously, but this person is hypothetically Scottish.
Hold on, we're honing in. Dave from Scotland.
No, it's hypothetical.
Oh, it's all just hypothetical.
It's hypotheticals. And he said, oh, no, I had to pretend to be black the whole time I was there. I was like, what?
We're back to kid and play again, aren't we?
Yeah, that's true. You did have a high top fade, so maybe that was it. Yeah, could be right. Anyway, I like that story.
Yeah, but this is the third story, and so far we've kind of enjoyed aspects of all three of the first three stories, which is giving a false indication of how good this podcast is, I feel. But anyway, let's go on to number four, Steve.
Number four, right. I definitely didn't enjoy this one. I'm pretty confident we're not going to laugh about this one. So number four was a story about somebody who was in a flat share at uni, and they had a habit of cupping farts and throwing them in their flatmate's face, which in itself is disgusting, but the sort of thing you might do at university.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, but they accidentally followed through and then threw it in their flatmate's face.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You think at some point you would have realised that wasn't a fart. Let's not throw this, whatever it is.
Muscle memory.
I guess if you've done it 10,000 times
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. 10,000 hours. I think that's what that book's about. pretty sure. Yeah, we've all done stupid things with flatmates, probably, at uni. But I've never done anything like this.
You've never thrown shit in your flatmate's face?
No, I never have. What I did do is I did throw a dart in my flatmate's leg.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's a silly sort of thing to do. Another habit I had was one of my flatmates was a rather rotund fellow.
Getting all the digs in tonight.
He used to regularly put some baked goods from a local bakery, Goodfellow and Stephen Bakery, or possibly Fisher and Donaldson, I think was the other one.
Well, if you can get back to people on that, Steve.
Yeah, I will. Find
that on the website.
Get the details, yeah. And leave them in the fridge for after his shift working at uni security. And what I used to do is get these donuts, as they usually were, bite the back half out of them, and then turn them around so they still look perfect from the front. So every time he came home from his shift, he'd go to get his donut out of the fridge, and as he lifted it out, found it was half eaten.
So you're a thief.
Well, no, I felt I was doing him a favour because, you know, he needed to lower his calorie intake.
You're a really good man, Steve. Yeah.
What about you? You never done anything stupid? Oh, nothing stupid involving shit?
You're springing that on me.
Somebody being paid to...
Oh, that was... That's a story from a long time ago. I can't take any responsibility for that.
No, but you were there. You could tell us the story.
Oh, my parents would listen to this.
Well...
No, I think I was maybe 17, 18, before I went to uni, was friendly with some people who were a little bit older than us.
Your excuse is you didn't know this.
Didn't know better.
You didn't know any better. You hadn't had a degree yet. I mean...
Basically, we went up, stayed with these guys in Belfast. One guy in particular was always broke, desperate for money. His name was Mossy.
I thought we were being anonymous here. I just used a made-up name.
Well, that's not... I mean, that's a nickname. There's many Mossies are there out there. And... yeah, it was kind of one of those silly nights, having a few drinks, talking about what you would do for $1,000, what you'd do for $1 million. And basically...
In Belfast? Dollars?
Oh, it must have been pounds, eh? Mm. Must have been pounds. Came down to, would you eat a spoonful of your own shit for £1,000? And I think everyone around the room said yes, because £1,000, when you've no money, is an awful lot of money. And it's still a lot of money, you know. Yeah. You know, of course it would. Not now, but certainly then. So anyway, one guy was quite keen on this idea and probably took about 3 minutes to barter him down to £40, which was £10 each for everyone there, not including him.
40 quid, that's quite a lot. Yeah.
It was a lot. It was enough. Mm-hmm. It was enough. And he did it.
He did it.
And it was a heaped teaspoon. It was heaped.
A walnut whip.
There's every possibility. Well, you might think, hold on, he probably cheated. He went upstairs, came back down, had melted a topic, put it onto the spoon. Mm. One of us was designated to sniff it. Not me, but they guaranteed it was real. And away he went. I hid behind a door.
That's good, though. Like, I mean, that is potentially a story that you could write into Gossip Mongers.
You think it should?
Well, you could. You could get on. You could get your story on there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I wasn't planning to bring that up, Steve.
No, well, I'm glad I remembered you telling me that at some point.
Okay.
I'll give you $10 to eat it. I'll throw in $5. I'll throw in $1.
I've got $3.
Come on, dude. All you gotta do is eat it really fast.
$41.
Oh, he did it.
So, Steve, we've described quite a few of the gossips or the rumours sent in by the listeners. Mm-hmm. I don't think we can go through them all. But then we get on to Josh Widdicombe. Mm. I was excited, as I said earlier, about hearing from Josh Widdicombe. I mean, Josh Widdicombe, to be fair, did try to get into the spirit of the podcast, as his rumour was about a teacher who liked to rub his groin area against the edge of a desk and someone put Tippex there so they could kind of show him up and embarrass him.
Yeah.
You know, great. You know, but he further played along with the podcast in that this story wasn't funny either.
Yeah, he did. He got right into the spirit of things and, yeah, it was really quite dull.
And have you anything to say about any of the other stories?
Well, there's a few more. There's a few more. One that was a story written by the dad of a listener talking about 60s in Doncaster.
Yep.
And it's a story about getting into a fight in a playground. Again, fits right in because it's rubbish. But he got into a fight with some guy. And at this school, they had as they do, I think, at a lot of schools, like a hardness rating.
yeah, that was funny.
Like, he's the hardest guy in year two or year three or whatever. And this new boy was fighting him and, like, knocked his pan in. And, yeah, anyway. So most of us probably got into some fights at school. But I just wanted to just sort of let people know just how hard I was at school.
Let's hear it.
Like, one time, I mean, I got loads of fights, tons of fights, obviously. But one time in a game of football, I was jumping up to head the ball, and a guy shoulder charged me, and I fell over in this gravel pitch, and it was sore. And I was like, oh, what are you doing, man? Went to shove him. Turns out this guy was like a amateur boxing champion.
They always are, Steve. Yeah. They always are.
Amateur boxing champion. And he just smacked me right in the face so hard, way harder than I've ever experienced before or since.
And that guy grew up to be Barry McGuigan.
No, he was actually hard. He was a big lad. So, but he absolutely mashed my lips to my orthodontic appliances, which I had at the time. And I subsequently had to pull out of my trumpet performance in the big show that was on the next night. That's how hard I was at school.
You'd have been gutted about that.
Well, the music teacher was very annoyed with me, and as were my mum and dad. So there you go, rock and roll.
Very good. The last story, or gossip piece, they talked about was a boy born on a transatlantic flight. And so because of this, he had no nationality, no passport, and no identity.
Yep.
The story goes that he tried to call himself Mark. And this draws the usual, like, unbelievable laughter. With someone, I can't remember who could barely speak, because they were laughing so much, saying, why would he call himself Mark?
Yeah, that's Joe. And that's Joe. That's my favourite bit in the show.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the problem with that name? Honestly, I've always liked my name. But Steve, you have to tell me, is it rubbish? I think it's going to make a comeback. I think that's a decent name. A good, solid, biblical name.
It's one of the four Gospels.
Yeah.
So yeah, can't be all bad. This.
No, this. Why would he claim to be called Mark? It's a big old claim, isn't it?
So that was the end of the stories. That was story number 8. So they chose their favourite, which was the one about the fight in the 60s, and Poppy opens a window and shouts it out the window. Bit weird.
That part of the show, I mean, unlike the rest of it, did not work.
No, it did. Yeah, that one left me cold. So what I was going to say to you is that something we've maybe noticed is a problem of rolling a dice and selecting podcasts. Yeah, there's a lot of crap out there.
Yeah, we haven't been the luckiest rollers, I would have thought.
Not yet, as a committed gambler would say. Not yet. I came across, while I was Googling, or trying to Google our show.
Good work on that, Steve.
Googling yourself. It's impossible to find on Google. Don't try.
No, keep trying, Steve. We'll fix it.
Do keep trying. Yeah, no, absolutely. So I came across this. Well, I know you're going to be thinking at this point, Mark, why have I not had a quiz? I love a quiz.
Oh.
And I know you love a quiz, Mark. I can tell that you were looking concerned that we wouldn't get to the end of this podcast without a quiz.
I thought we might have got away with it.
What I came across was this. Which podcast should you try next? It's a terrible title.
It's a terrible premise.
Take this quiz to find out. I took the quiz. And the reason I want you to take the quiz now, Mark, is because what it came up with for me, based on my answers to just three or four questions.
The Oprah podcast?
Nope. I wish. It came up with, call her daddy.
Call who daddy?
It's called call her daddy. You might be a little bit of a wild one, so give this podcast a try. Two women talk openly and hilariously about partying, sex, and life as 20-somethings. So either there's something wrong with me, or there's something fundamentally wrong with this quiz.
So what you're saying is if I do this quiz and it comes up with, you know,
This American Life,
or Sylvester Stallone, you know, Rambo podcast, then we know there's a problem with the problem with you, not the quiz.
I think that's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's go.
Okay,
hit me.
Okay. How would you describe your personal style? This is going to tell us a lot about Mark. Basic, nothing out of the ordinary. Out there, fun and over the top. Grunge, mostly black, trendy. I have lots of different styles.
Basic.
Fair enough. Which of these TV shows would you rather watch? Criminal Minds, South Park, anything on National Geographic, Impractical Jokers.
I don't think I've seen any of them apart from South Park, so I'm going to say South Park.
Right, good. So far,
we are
neck and neck. If you could live in any of these places, which one would it be? Where I am now, different country, small town, big city.
Where I am now.
I thought so. Which of these people are most interesting to you? YouTubers, comedians, educators, criminals? Tell the truth, Mark.
Comedians.
Mm-hmm. How many full meals do you have a day? Depends, but I snack often. Two-ish, four or more, three.
Two-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sort of skipping a lot of breakfast these days, but
it's the most important meal of the day, Mark, apparently. Have you ever listened to a podcast? Yes, I like them. I want to, but I'm not sure where to start. I have heard a few, but I could never finish one. No, not my thing.
Is there a yes?
Yes, I like them.
Okay, go for that one.
Yeah, go for that one. Okay, what have you got? Do you know what podcast you should try?
Let's hear it.
Call Her Daddy. I think this is an elaborate advert for Call Her Daddy.
Gee whiz. I was looking forward to something good there.
Thank goodness for that. That is, everything is right with the world. Actually, I'm going to listen to that, though. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Can you forward that to me?
Yeah, I will send you the link. That's excellent. Good.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, Steve, look, it's probably time to summarize this, and I'll begin. I absolutely hated it. It was an assault on all my senses. It's horrible, and it's immature and puerile. And we should say the two guys in the show, I'm not too sure how old Poppy is, but the two guys in the show must be in their 50s, but acting like they're in the sixth form. I can't believe it's so high in the chart. The thumbnail artwork was grim, which, to be fair, at least was in keeping with the podcast. For me, it's 2 out of 10. It's lucky to get that. I found it really hard to listen to. But in saying that, I've just listened to myself talk about it, and I've laughed a lot talking about it. So maybe it's one of these weird shows that's awful to listen to, but really funny to talk about. So still, I'm giving it 2.
Yeah, I find it also a little bit hard to listen to. What you should bear in mind, though, is the average rating for it on iTunes is 4.8 out of 5 stars.
Okay, so ours is 5, isn't it?
I would imagine so.
Yep.
4.8, they're nipping at our heels.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is on 2,300 reviews. So similar, I think, similar to ours.
Yeah, there's obviously a niche for this.
Somebody likes it. Somebody likes it. So what I was thinking is, how has it got here? The niche is possibly people who really like Viz and that sort of thing. But then I was thinking, that's a bit harsh. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in Viz which is really quite funny. It's quite witty. My favourite thing about Viz is Roger Melly's Profanosaurus. Have you read it?
I've generally looked at Willie's version of it.
Yeah.
our friend Willie.
Anything Viz.
Yeah, anything Viz, just go to Willie.
Yeah, definitely. So I bought two copies of the Profanosaurus, one to keep for myself and one which I gave to my brother as a wedding present.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful.
And it was his favourite one, definitely. And years later, in his flat in Munich, he had these really nice bookshelves and a lot of really quite nice books, like witty sort of medical tomes and biographies and history books and things. And my dad was in his flat, sort of standing there looking through his bookshelf. And of course, the one book, this thin little book that he homes in on is Roger Melly's Profanosaurus. So Ed was sitting on the couch watching him, takes it out, opens it up. Obviously never seen it before. Has a quick flick, turns to whatever page, reads a bit, eyes widen, goes very pale, slots it back in the bookshelf and leaves the room and is never spoken of ever again.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, that's why I like Profanosaurus. But anyway, back to this podcast. I'm struggling to give it any more than a one. I did think it was awful. I really did. And I know it seems funnier, but I listened also to another one. I don't know why. I don't know. So I listened to another one just to see, like, what? How could this be so popular?
That's very good of you to do that,
Steve. It's commitment. It's commitment to the cause. I put a lot of time into this, Mark.
Yeah.
So I listened to another one. It was worse. It was much, much worse. I don't know how we would have talked about this other one because it was unrepeatable. All of it. All of it. It made the Alsatian story seem pretty tame. It's getting a one for me. Please don't listen to it.
Hold on, is this the first time you've rated a show less than I have?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, you're harsh.
I know, but I think harsh but fair in this case.
Okay, Steve, so it's time to roll again for next week's review. We're going to stay with the same chart, which is the Apple Top 200 UK chart.
Yeah, they went really well last time.
Perfect, so, yeah. So I mean, another one of those would be great. So, Steve, you're rolling the D20 for the 10s, and I'm rolling the D10 for the 1s. Okay. Off you go.
Here we go. 8.
80-something.
So 80-something.
Here we go. 81.
All right.
Hold on, Steve. Can you fail?
Yep. No problem. So 81, that's in the top 100, near the bottom of the top 100, if you could say that.
Okay. All right, good. It's a podcast called History Extra Podcast.
Ooh.
By Immediate Media. That's History Extra Podcast. Okay, that's cool. That's something right. different, really that different is, than we've had so far.
Definitely going to be different than Gossip Mongers. Look forward to that. Okay.
Excellent. Well, yeah, cool, Steve. Do you want to tell people how they can contact us?
Well, you can contact us by Googling us, but that'd be very difficult because we're having some issues with Google. So if you do want to look up our website, it is www.whatpodcastshouldilistentonext.com and you will be advised to type that whole thing into the URL or just click on the link on our episode notes if you want to have a look at the website. There's a few extra things on there and a contact page, so please do get in touch. Or follow us on Twitter at podcast should. Find us there. Send us some tweets. Send us some feedback. That would be great.
And yeah, thanks again, everyone, for listening. And you'll keep giving us some feedback. We really do appreciate it at this early stage of our podcasting career. And cheers, Steve.
Cheers, Mark.